T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Live from the Edmore Sawgrass Buick GMC Studios, Morse has more. Visit EdmoreSawgrass.com. This is Hotman and Crowder on Miami Sports Radio 560 WQAM, 96.5 FM HD2, and online at WQAM.com.
Live at the BB&T Center. Again, there's a blood drive going on. It is in support of Parkland and Marjorie Stoneman Douglas High School and what transpired last week. Florida Panthers, obviously deep ties to Parkland. A lot of the players live there, and they have not been home. They have not had a home game since the school shooting last week, and there's a blood drive going on right now out in the parking lot, and you can get here till 7 o'clock and give blood. If you're coming to the Panthers game tonight, you can give blood inside here at the arena, and you can do so all the way through the second intermission. We're going to head out to the Toyota of Hollywood Hotline, talk with Rob Pizzola. He's a professional gambler, comes on with us every week, usually on Thursdays at 3 o'clock, but he's actually out of town. We thought it might be better to bring him on at 4 o'clock. He gave us a couple of winners last week, if you remember, although I cannot find them. Well, hold on, I got to get to my 5 o'clock from last week segment just to see. Let's see. He gave us Blackhawks Capitals last Saturday night. Blackhawks, I think, won that game 7-1. He said the Blackhawks were due. We had the German soccer team Hoffenheim and Schalke, the over, and we hit half that bet. We won half. We pushed the other half. Iona and Niagara, he had Iona laying the points. They actually lost outright. So that's what he did last week. And Rob is joining us right now. Hello, Rob.
Hello, Mark.
That Iona game surprised us, but the Hoffenheim more than made up for it.
Yeah, it was an interesting one. If anyone watched Iona Niagara, I mean, Iona was
no
up
one did.
10 at, yeah, no, I mean, probably four people were in attendance, but Iona was up double digits at halftime there, and then they just fell apart in the second half. They couldn't hit a bucket. But, I mean, that happens in college basketball. You see, you're essentially betting on kids, so you know, there's going to be long stretches of time where teams can't score and teams are going to play bad games. But 2-1, not bad. I'll take that any day of the week.
Wait a second. Now I've gotten sidetracked in my head because you said like four or five people were there, and now I want to play the PA announcer that I played earlier. This is a I don't know if you've heard this. This went viral last week. It's a high school basketball game, Rob, and the PA announcer decides that he's going to announce with some flair. And it's shocking audio because the way, the ferocity in which he announces the players' names, and then it's met by this smattering of five people, you know, in the gymnasium, it's truly staggering audio. And because you mentioned no one was at the Iona game, Valero, do you have the PA announcer from high school?
Sophomore guard at 6'2", number 20.
Let's get back to gambling.
Why do they do intros in high school basketball? I played high school basketball myself. We also had something very similar, not to the same extent, but I don't understand why there are even introductions in high school basketball.
They do it in my kids in a 13-year-old Christian basketball league called Upward, and he's Jewish, by the way, and they do intros, and they do intros like that with music playing, like the, oh, and they have a guy, and he does the intros, and it's kind of fun, but this is a little overboard, no, Rob?
Well, I need to go back a second. I need to know how a Jewish kid gets into a Christian basketball league. I mean, is that going against the grain, right? I don't understand how that happens either.
It's a little against the grain, but at the end of the game, they award someone gets like an all-star star, and then there's always someone who gets the white star, and it is for the most Christ-like performance for the game. Someone who, I guess, was giving, and you know, and my kid has won the Christ-like star before, and it's quite a topic of conversation at the Hockman family dinner.
I'm sure it was very moving for you as well. Probably tears in your eyes to see your son achieve something so special.
Because they do a big prayer before the game. Like, everybody's got to take a knee at the center court and whatever, and you know, bow your head. And yeah, it's a whole thing. But now I just want to hear this high school PA announcer one more time because I find it addictive. One more time, Falero.
Sophomore guard at 6'2", number 23, Howie
a work of art. It is great on every level. Justin McNichol has never had that much swagger.
I might be able to answer y'all's question.
In his life.
They might never get that much attention again in their lives.
Certainly,
give it to them when they can.
Certainly not this announcer, because that's not the way to make the NBA. Just screaming. All right. Here we go. Rob Pizzola, professional gambler. Follow him on Twitter, @RobPizzola. Did you have any money riding anywhere on All-Star Weekend? How'd you do?
Yeah, I lost a small bet. I think I had $20 on Kyle Lowry to win the three-point competition. He came in second last. I mean, that was just a pure homer play to make things a little bit more interesting for me. But that's about it. I don't really dabble too much in all-star games in any sport. In hindsight, you know, the under ended up coming through with, you know, really easily. But
yeah,
the amount of players that were talking about how this year is going to be different and they're going to play some defense, I mean, I didn't really buy into that going into the game because they say that every year, really. But this year there was actually some defense. So, I mean, maybe next year we're going to see a major adjustment to the All-Star total.
Did you go to the Panthers-Maple Leafs game this week up in Toronto?
I didn't. I think that was Tuesday night, and that's my pickup basketball night. I don't miss my pickup basketball games. It's sort of what I live for at this moment. It's a really sad life that I'm living now. But I'm at a computer all day, so I like to get out and play a little bit of sports. So, no, I actually didn't even watch the game at all. I PVR'd it. I ended up watching the third period. I guess PVR is a Canadian thing. I think it's DVR in the States. I don't know what the difference is.
Yeah,
there.
PBR. I've never heard that before.
PVR, yeah. I don't know why it's different, really.
What is that, like personal video recorder?
That's it. I don't know what DVR stands for, but I've heard that as well. So
I think it's digital video recorder, right?
Yeah.
Digital video recorder?
It's more pleasant in Canada, more personal.
Yeah. It really feels like your own. Yeah.
We should settle on some North American standards. That's just my opinion. We should do that. I'm not a big fan of the imperial system versus the metric system. I don't know why we can't settle on Celsius or Fahrenheit or some. I mean, we're very close. The countries are, you know, not far apart. We're bordering each other. We should be able to come up with some standards.
Is our system of measuring is called the imperial system?
Yes.
I had no idea. Did you know that?
No.
Yeah, I had no idea. I knew that you guys had the metric system. I had no idea ours was called the imperial system. March Madness starts in a few weeks. Are the two biggest betting times for the public Super Bowl and March Madness?
Yeah, those are definitely the Super Bowl number one. March Madness draws a ton of handle, especially in the U.S., obviously. I mean, it's a massive event. The first opening weekend of the tournament is usually where you're going to see the most money come in on games. I mean, college football, you have bowl season, you have New Year's Day with all the bowls, you have the national championship. That sort of rivals it. But, yeah, Super Bowl one, March Madness number two, and then college football, you know, the postseason would be number three.
Any advice for gamblers, like tried and true advice for the tournament?
Yeah, absolutely. I tell people this all the time, and it's not only for the tournament. It applies to all sports betting and in life in general, really. Do your own research. This is what I constantly preach to people around March Madness, because what happens is, well, the bracket's going to get announced on CBS on a Sunday, and all of a sudden everybody's going to start making their predictions, and people get influenced by what they see on TV. People will get influenced by predictions that they read online. So my suggestion to people is try to not get influenced by that sort of stuff. Do your own research. Come to your own conclusions. I mean, it's fine if you want to look at other people's predictions and they, you know, they're a small weight in overall in what you do. But at the end of the day, you got to be comfortable with what you're betting on. So do the stuff yourself. And when you look deeper into games, you'll start finding some things that maybe other people are not noticing.
What do you think of the University of Miami's chances for basketball tournament glory?
Are we talking about winning it all, or are we talking about making the tournament here?
They're going to make the tournament, right?
Yeah, I mean, it's very, very likely that they're going to make the tournament. I think there's probably going to be 10 teams from the ACC that make the tournament this year. I think they're going to have the most teams in it. In terms of winning it all, I mean, if you look at odds right now, Miami's sitting somewhere around 100-1 to win it all. I probably wouldn't put a bet on them at 100-1. I think they're going to get in the tournament probably as an 8, 9, or 10 seed, somewhere in that range. It'd take a pretty magical run for them to get up there. I don't think they're a top 25 team in the nation. I'm sorry if I'm offending any Hurricanes fans, but I'm just looking at efficiency numbers here. I'd say it's an extreme long shot.
Rob Pizzola is with us, professional gambler. You can follow him on Twitter at Rob Pizzola. I always point out he doesn't pay us to come on. We don't pay him to come on. I enjoy the scintillating conversation. Panthers and Capitals tonight here at the BB&T Center. If someone wanted to make it a little bit more interesting, would you have a side?
I don't, but I would say I'm closer to the Capitals than the Panthers tonight, which is very weird for me because I actually often bet on Florida and I often bet against Washington. Washington made a deal this week, a little bit of an under-the-radar trade that I really like for them. They made a deal with Chicago. They got a defenseman named Michael Kempney who's going to be playing tonight. I mean, he's not a great or elite D-man, but he really solidifies that back end for them going forward. So I'm closer to playing Washington. I would need a target price of around plus 108, plus 109 in order to play the Capitals tonight. But for me, this is a game that I stayed away from.
Okay. NBA, they start the second half of the season tonight. There's six games on the docket. Do any of tonight's NBA games jump out at you?
I mean, I'm looking at Cavs and Wizards. I see the total right now at 221, 221 and a half. To me, that's a little bit high. I'd have this around 218, 218 and a half. Now, I understand that neither of these teams really wants to play defense all too often, but, I mean, that plays into the number a little bit. You look at Washington, they've had this run of overs lately. I think their last five games, six or seven, have gone over. But you look at those totals, they've all been in the mid-210s, around 215, 214, 213. So now we get an adjusted total, 221.5. Looks a little bit high to me. I do like the under there a little bit.
Hey, Rob, I know you're an analytics guy with the numbers and data collection. You know, we talk to you every week. Does the All-Star break change your gambling approach because you have a window of lost data collecting?
It doesn't at all because we can still use the first round. I mean, every team has the All-Star break, so it affects every team equally. Now, I mean, there are some theories out there about playing against teams on their first game back from the All-Star break if they had a few All-Stars there. I mean, I think about Toronto, for example, and just because that's my local market, but Kyle Lowry and DeMar DeRozan were there. So right away, you know, the narrative in Toronto is they might be sluggish out of the All-Star break because they had two of their All-Stars traveling. I mean, I don't think it plays into anything. I don't think it matters at all. If you look at a bunch of historical data and stuff like that, it doesn't seem to have an impact. So I think you get a lot of narratives around this time and how the All-Star break is going to affect teams. But for me, it doesn't change the way I do anything.
How about Heat and Hornets tomorrow night? I don't know if there's an early line or not.
Yeah, I haven't seen one. Well, I saw an early one from BetOnline, and it's typically the early ones to post it, and I think they posted New Orleans -3 in that game. I'm not sure what the total was. My numbers have New Orleans as a 3-point favorite tomorrow, so I think that spread is right on. My total would be around 215. So I'm not sure what the line is there, but New Orleans -3, 215 are my raw numbers, so you know, you're looking for a little bit of a gap. You know, you're looking for probably a total of 217 or 213, something where you have a couple-point edge if you're going to play it. But, I mean, Kelly Olynyk's still out for Miami. We haven't really talked about this because, I mean, it's Kelly Olynyk, but his raw numbers this year, his efficiency numbers, even just playing 20 minutes a game, he's been an extremely efficient player. That's hurting Miami a lot right now.
Miami Hurricanes and Boston College Saturday afternoon. Boston College, I think, upset the Hurricanes. They beat them. I'm assuming Hurricanes were favored because they were unranked, although it was at Boston College. Saturday, it's in Coral Gables. Any line on that yet?
There's no lineup yet, but again, I can make line for any game that's coming up. I would say that Miami should be around an 8-point favorite in that game. I mean, it's hard to see where Boston College has any edge. Yes, you're right. They did beat them a couple weeks ago. But in order for Boston College to win, they're going to have to steal some possessions to win the game. And Miami doesn't turn the ball over a whole lot. Boston College doesn't force a whole lot of turnovers. You add in the fact that BC is out on the road there. I do think Miami will be a significant favorite. They probably win the game about 80% of the time. But looking for a point spread, I would expect Miami to be about an 8-point favorite.
All right, here we go. Rob Pizzola, give us three winners from now through the weekend.
Okay, let's start with hockey again. Hockey went well for us last week. So there's a game tonight. It's the late game on the board, 10:30 p.m. Eastern time. I like the Dallas Stars, who are an underdog at Los Angeles. Now, Dallas played last night. It's a back-to-back for them. But they go with Kari Lehtinen in net tonight, who is their backup goalie, but he's actually been their better goalie this season. I mean, Lehtinen was really poor in the past, but he's having a really good year this year. And you look at Dallas, they've been competitive in almost every game. You're not going to get a dud from them. So I do like them getting about 10 cents right now, 10 to 15 cents in Los Angeles tonight. I'm going to take the Dallas Stars as an underdog.
Okay, game number two.
Okay, we're going to go with, it's sort of a prop. It's not really necessarily a game, but there's a prop posted right now. I mean, we haven't bet on the Olympics yet, so let's bet on the Olympics. This is going to go off the board tomorrow at 6 a.m., but there is still women's curling going on. I like Sweden to win the gold medal in women's curling at plus 175. And I'll just throw out a stat there. I know a lot of people don't follow curling, and that's completely fine.
You don't think?
I'm Canadian. I don't follow curling, even though other Canadians here think the earth is, the world's coming to an end because Canada's not going to win a gold in curling this year. But Sweden had an 83% shot rate in the first round, in the round robin. What that means is that 83% of their shots went where they wanted them to go. And just to put that into perspective, if you compare that to the men's shot rates, that would have been third place if they had played in the men's round robin. So I think the Sweden team is very, very good. At plus 175, I like them to win the gold medal.
I just want to bet on women's curling, so I'm in. I didn't even need the stats. All right, give us the third wager.
Okay, and Sunday morning, it's a big game in the EPL, probably the biggest of the weekend. Well, arguably one of the biggest. There's a few big ones this weekend, but Man United playing Chelsea on Sunday morning. I like the under in that game, under 2.5. You probably have to lay about 30 cents. I know it sucks to bet unders in big games or games that you want to watch because you're sweating the whole game, and it's not a good feeling to bet the under, but I do think that we're not going to see very many goals in this game, especially with Chelsea out on the road here. They do have an Italian manager, Antonio Conte. He's the type of guy that will go out on the road and try to play a counterattack type of game, absorb pressure, not have too many chances going. So I expect a low-scoring game there. I like under 2.5, Chelsea, Man United.
All right. We're up against a break here, Rob, because I played all those nonsense sounds. But do you quickly have any futures to add?
I'm going to give you a very random future. The Academy Awards are on March 4th, 2 weeks from now. I think The Shape of Water to win Best Picture is a good bet at plus 140. It is the second bet on the board. I mean, the Three Billboards movie, which I loved and I think was probably the best movie of the year, is the favorite. I don't think it's going to win necessarily. The Shape of Water is picking up a lot of steam. Also, with Three Billboards, their director did not get nominated for Best Director, so it's tough to see that winning Best Picture. I think Shape of Water plus 140 to win Best Picture this year. I couldn't stand that movie, but I think it's going to win.
Rob, you are truly the best, and I have to tell you, this phone line is so much better than your Canadian piece of crap phone. If we could do this every week, I mean, this has been radio euphoria for me.
Is that real? Is that a series? Because this phone seems like...
I'm not kidding you. Your phone is the single worst phone that we have on a regular basis.
Maybe we should start from doing the hits on my mobile phone. I'm in a Boston hotel room right now, and this phone is clicking in my ear. I'm hoping this isn't going live to air, but it's clicking repeatedly. So I can't imagine this is better than what I have at home, but maybe, I mean, maybe
thousand times better. A thousand times better. You sound like you're doing the radio hit every week from a bathroom that's cavernous. And I just a pleasure, Rob.
All right, well, then maybe I'll make more trips out to Boston and spend some nights in hotel rooms in order to do the show.
All right, here you go. Your three winners. He likes in the NHL tonight the Dallas Stars at Los Angeles, even though the Stars are on the second night of a back-to-back. He likes in the Olympics women's curling, bet Sweden to win the gold medal at plus 175. And in the EPL Sunday morning, the Man United Chelsea under at about 2.5. He also likes in the Academy Awards Shape of Water to win Best Picture. Thank you, Rob.
All right, guys, thank you. Enjoy the week.
You do the same. Rob Pizzola, professional sports gambler. Absolutely love that guy. You can follow him on Twitter at Rob Pizzola. That was a true delight. And having Randy Moeller sit across from us during some of that, where he just popped up when I said Rob likes the Stars over the Kings tonight.
And you badmouthed Canada.
And I badmouthed, no, just the Canadian phone line.
Yeah,
and you got to admit,
Randy doesn't like that.
Trash, man. That Canadian phone system is garbage. Randy Moeller is going to join us next. Let me talk about one of my favorite places in South Florida first, the Cheetah Gentlemen's Clubs. Here's an easy way to never miss the action. Like Cheetah on Facebook or Instagram. And Instagram. Like them on both. Your eyes will thank you later. Also, you can receive free drinks, special offers, and info on upcoming events by texting the word Cheetah and the number 1 to 72727. That's Cheetah 1 to 72727. Here's another easy way to get in on the fun. You can make Cheetah Gentlemen's Clubs your free lunch hotspot. They've got a free gourmet lunch menu daily, every day, 11:30 till 3, happy hour until 6, so much more. And don't forget Cheetah Hallandale Beach. It's a state-of-the-art 14,000 square foot entertainment complex, truly amazing, including their separate sports lounge with 10 60-inch HD TVs, 6 giant projector screens, the place to watch all your big sporting events. You can root on Team USA right there at Cheetah Hallandale Beach. If you want more info, check out their website, CheetahSOFL.com.
Radio.com.
Randy Moeller, television analyst for the Florida Panthers on Fox Sports Florida, sitting down with us here at the Coors Light Cold Zone, BB&T Center. And we were just talking off air because this is the Panthers' first time home since the Parkland shooting last week. Yeah. You guys were on the road. There's a huge blood drive going on out here at the BB&T Center. And people have been here all afternoon. You can give blood up until 7. You can give blood inside if you're coming to the game up through the second intermission. And I would imagine it's very emotional for a lot of the players because we know that, I mean, the ice den is in Coral Springs. So
2 minutes from Parkland.
Yeah.
Just
so
on the other, you know, obviously you're just on the south side of the Sawgrass Expressway. You go on the north side and you're in Parkland.
And so a lot of the players, I'm sure, and I mean, everyone
staff
sure
members,
wanted
yeah.
to get home, and it was a long Canadian road trip, but you guys are finally back, and tonight will be emotional, I guess.
Well, and going back to that game, what was it, last Wednesday when it happened?
Yeah.
And that, and the team was in Vancouver, and you know, we overused the phrase, the word surreal. We found out that there it's 3 hours earlier, so it wasn't even noon. The players had just come back. We're all on the bus, come back to the hotel after the morning skate, and then all this broke. So obviously players like Luongo and Derek McKenzie, some of the older players, they've got kids in school that are in Parkland, whether they're in elementary, middle school, and that. And fortunately for them, there are no kids that were in high school at Stoneman Douglas, but staff members and everybody has friends and neighbors and everybody and that, so that was really surreal. And
Parkland is kind of a Panthers community. I mean,
it certainly is, yeah. And that, and a lot of season ticket holder there, and of course the high school hockey team there that has done very, very well represented. So going into that game against Vancouver, we all showed up at the rink a few hours later, and the players and everything, and I thought the team did a phenomenal job. Derek McKenzie came on with me on television, and he didn't have to, but he wanted to, and he said some very moving things and that, and then those players had to go out and perform. And with a heavy, heavy heart, and they end up winning the game and that. But it's been a tragedy. It's the Panthers here have, for those of you that are coming to tonight's game here, the BB&T Center against the Washington Capitals, and we encourage everybody to come. They have planned a very somber but very moving, heavy-hearted tribute and honor to those that we've lost, the 17 that we've lost, and the damage that is done in this community. And we're all trying to heal. It has affected hundreds, thousands of people up and down. Everybody knows somebody, and that has been greatly affected, some more than others than that. So we're going to try and do the best we can. The Panthers organization, as everybody knows, is one of the best ever at doing something like this, whether through whatever hardship or circumstance, and they will do it right here tonight. So it's going to be a nice tribute before they drop the puck, so we encourage everybody to come early and get in their seats.
Yeah, and they'll be wearing the Stoneman patch. Or
Yes, and the stickers, yeah. And the players will be wearing the hats and warm up. The Washington Capitals will salute and honor as well, and that. So it's going to be a moving ceremony, and then we'll drop the puck and that. I mean, the healing will continue, but this is the first game back for the Florida Panthers since that horrible tragedy last week. So it's amazing how, you know, just being in the office yesterday and today since we've been home from that 11-day road trip, and how everybody has come together so quickly, and what they've got planned, and all the different assets and stuff that we're doing, and that it's really, really inspiring. And it's nothing like, obviously, what went on with Irma and the hurricane, and how the organization really stepped up and tried to help different areas. This, with the tragedy of this, it's you can't compare it, but we tried the best we can, and kudos to, you know, Matt Caldwell and Sean Thornton has really, really taken control of what you're going to see here tonight and what we're seeing behind the scenes and that, and of course the ownership, the commitment from the ownership of Vinny Viola and Doug Cifu and the whole executive staff of what they're doing and having to deal with, besides having to run a business on a daily basis.
Yeah, and it's nice to see the community support as well. Like we said, we've watched the public come in and donate blood all afternoon long. The buses are out there and they're buzzing. And
any of the people that come in, you can also, too, come to the game tonight. You can donate money, too, that's going to a fund to help the this tragedy. And the Panthers Foundation will match dollar for dollar.
I'll tell you, we've talked about this, you know, obviously since it happened last Wednesday. You know, sports can be this great escape, and that's what it's been since then. And I do remember Wednesday night, the Heat played at 7, and it was still fresh, and then the Panthers came on, and it was 10, and it was still like you wanted sports to play this role of something that lets you escape for a moment, and it couldn't even do it that night, and understandably so when you're talking about young kids, the tragedy of it. But the Panthers, honestly, on the Canadian road trip have played some pretty good hockey.
Yeah.
Won the first three games on the road trip, lost the last two.
Yeah.
That game the other night, what was it, Tuesday night?
In Toronto, yeah.
Frederick Anderson, that dude was unstoppable in goal.
Yeah.
And I guess when you're
on the ice, him to pee in a bottle after the game.
I'm telling you,
I'm just kidding. He was unbelievable.
It was unbelievable. And I guess you can speak as a former NHL player.
Yeah.
When you're facing a goalie that is having that kind of game, you're not getting anything past him.
We've seen it, and we've seen our goaltenders do it as well. We've seen Reimer do it. We saw Ari Sateri do it. We've seen Luongo do it so many times. He's got 460 wins in his career. So we're hoping that Luongo will do it again here tonight. The Panthers, this is the first of 11 out of next 12 on home ice. And as Bob Bugner, the head coach, has said, this is our playoffs right now. We have to win.
Yeah, because they have, what, 25 games left?
Well, whatever. They're 7 points out of a wild card spot with three games on hand. They're behind Columbus right now. Columbus is playing at Philadelphia tonight. So realistically, you could put two and two together, five with two games on hand, and away you go. And you got all, we got all these home games coming up. So this is the stretch that we're really looking forward to, and I know the fans are as well. So if the Panthers can duplicate the majority of the play throughout that Winnipeg game in the third period, it was 2-2 with 90 seconds left in the second period.
They lost 100-2.
Yeah, they fell in that. They got into 4 o'clock in the morning. They played a physical, emotional game in Calgary the night before. So, but if they play the same way, Roberto Luongo is going to be in goal here tonight, and that. So I'm looking forward to it. This is their playoffs right now. They've got to win. Out of these 12 games, 11 or these next 12 games, I said 11 are on home ice. They need to probably win 8 out of those 12 games and stay in the playoff race.
And the consistency, Red Deer. Like, what's going on? You just said it. You're 2-2, and then it's 7-2 all of a sudden. Like, yeah. That consistency, is that young? Is that, you know, inexperience? What comes with that when you can go on runs, but then you can also give up runs?
Well, and that was the only really bad period that the Panthers played on that whole road trip, and that it's just unfortunate that Winnipeg is one of the best teams in the league, filled the net. But the Panthers came back and only lost 1-0 in Toronto two nights later. And they could have easily won that game, as we were just talking about. They had 40-plus shots. I think they had 60-plus attempted shots on goal, and they had probably about 15 quality scoring chances, really good scoring chances. And steady Freddie Anderson, I couldn't believe how well he played or whatever. So we'll see what team comes out. This now, the Panthers coming home off this 11-day road trip. The first 5-10 minutes is always tough when you come back home, and with all the different distractions, the negatives, the positives, and being back with your family, this is going to be a tough one. The first 10 minutes, they've got to be really prepared. Washington, as we know, they possess the number one goal scorer in the NHL, Alex Ovechkin. He's got 36 goals, and that they've got to make sure they keep him off the scoreboard tonight.
Randy Moeller, watch him tonight, Fox Sports Florida Panthers, back here at the BB&T Center finally. And like you say, it'll be an emotional night, and
yeah,
I'm sure the Panthers will do it right. Yeah. You should have come to lunch with me and Crowder today. I invited you. He paid.
Well, I heard, too, he put on a clinic over there. They ran out of food after
this
20 minutes or whatever.
Eat, man. This
I heard. I heard all about that.
There's only one person in South Florida that could keep up with him. It's you.
The only thing the only thing left was the pavement in the parking lot. He ate everything else.
I got to get some chicken, some pork, some beef. I got
He hits every animal.
You know what I say about him? I mean, I said he runs on diesel and carries his own tank. We'll talk to you guys later.
Randy Moeller leaving with a flourish. Watch him tonight on Fox Sports Florida. We'll talk a little more Panthers with Goldie in about 15 minutes. He's going to join us at 5 o'clock. I always love sharing with you the places I go and the things that I do, and whether it's a restaurant. And like I said, Crowder bought lunch today, which was a true surprise.
You're welcome.
And maybe you'll buy a car for me if I take you to Coral Springs Auto Mall, if you're in the giving mood.
I got lunch. I got lunch.
I'm also happy to share with everybody the place that I think is the best and the friendliest, the easiest place for car shopping. It's Coral Springs Auto Mall. You're going to fall in love with a new vehicle from Coral Springs Auto Mall. Now is the time to save thousands. Shop over 2,000 new and pre-owned vehicles, Nissans, Buicks, Hondas, GMCs, and Kias. You could save up to $10,000 off MSRP or buy with zero down payment or get 0% financing. Coral Springs Auto Mall. They have prices as low as $9.99, payments as low as $27 a month, or don't make a payment until this summer. So if you're in the market for a new car, pre-owned car, take my advice. You got to visit Coral Springs Auto Mall. Convenient from everywhere. So what are you waiting for? Come in. Fall in love with a new vehicle from Coral Springs Auto Mall. And for more savings, you could visit them online. CoralSpringsAutoMall.com. They make it easy. CoralSpringsAutoMall.com. See dealer for complete details.
Radio.com.
BB&T Center, Panthers hockey tonight. Pat Benatar now, though. Steve Goldstein in about 10 minutes. It's my dream radio gig. I just blurt things out while a song is playing. Hit me with your best shot. Pat Benatar. Hockey tonight, puck drop 7:30. Back to Benatar. Goldie. 10 minutes from now, Steve Goldie. Moeller, excellent last segment. A little more Pat Benatar here.
Pat Benatar?
Pat Benatar. You don't know Pat Benatar?
This her?
Yeah.
I heard the song. I don't know her.
Heartbreaker. You're a heartbreaker.
I like unisex names like Pat.
Pat. It's
like
Pat.
Yeah, I like Pat.
Can't make a mistake.
No, you're good.
Weird. Can't make a mistake. What kind of mistake? Anywho. I have a pair of tickets to see the Panthers and the New Jersey Devils Thursday, March 1st, right here at the BB&T Center. If you want to win some Panthers tickets, be caller 5 right now on the contest line. 1-800-227-0560. 1-800-227-0560. Caller 5 is going to get a pair of tickets to see Panthers and Devils Thursday, March 1st here at the BB&T Center. Goldie is going to join us in the next segment. Can we quickly, though, Falero, listen to the high school PA announcer one more time announcing the high school basketball players? There is no one in this gymnasium, but that is not stopping this PA announcer from giving it his all.
Sophomore guard at 6'2", number 23,
love this more and more.
And that 6'5" forward sophomore, number 25, Justin McNichols.
I just anticipate it so much, and then it's just
I don't know if he's doing it wrong or right.
I know that he's giving it his all. Sometimes giving it your all isn't right or wrong, but he is giving it his all.
Is he that far away from Biamonte? how many steps? I don't know.
1,020. He's 1,020 steps from Mike Biamonte. Steve Goldstein's going to join us up here in the next segment. We'll talk some Panthers and some nonsense with him.
I want to talk some Delaware Chicken Farm and Seafood Market with you. Mm-hmm. They are delicious, man. Get down there. They've been in the Hollywood, Florida area since 1951. Owned and operated by the same wonderful family. They know what they're doing. Just trust them. The food's delicious. Trust me. I go there at least 2-3 times a week. Between me and my wife, 3 meals a day are from Delaware Chicken Farm and Seafood Market. The turkey sausages, we eat them for breakfast. The jumbo chicken wings right now, only $2.99 a pound. A great lunch. And you get the medium shrimp, $9.99 a pound. Prices are amazing. I make my shrimp pasta with that. It's delicious. And the stone crabs, they're still around. Weather permitting, you're going to have the best stone crabs that you've ever tasted. The freshest, the best price. And at Delaware, everything. That's what I'm telling you. Everything is priced amazing. It is fresh. And when you go to DelawareChicken.com to find out what you want, and they have it all. Lamb, beef, veal, pork, the fish dip, the crab dip's delicious. The conch salad, potato salad, bean salad, macaroni salad, then all your poultry, duck, and turkey, lobsters. You have all your crustaceans. You have 15 different type of shrimp. You have 20 different species of fish, some smoked, some filleted, some whole, guys. Find out what you want. The escargot, venison, ostrich. I can go on forever, but you got to go to DelawareChicken.com, find out what you want, and call them in advance at 954-983-6831. That's 954-983-6831. Call them in advance. Your order will be packaged already when you get there. Saving you time, saving you money, and giving you delicious food. That's Delaware Chicken Farm and the Seafood Market, located on 441, one block south of Sterling Road. Go down there, get your delicious stone crab. Try the grass-fed ground beef. It is amazing. When you get down there, tell them Crowder sent you.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.